Yesterday, Kevin Rasmussen had taken a shot at a deer, hit it, and it dropped. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Kevin walked down to where he had last seen the deer.
There's some blood right there. I'm like, oh no, it wandered off. And so for the next probably hour, we're looking for any kind of tracks. Couldn't find it. So finally, my son's up on top of this little mountain, and he sees this red spot on the ground. So now all four of us are up there, and I'm scratching. I'm like, oh, I think it's algae. We're like, maybe it's blood. We're going back and forth on it. And that thing jumps up right next to us and starts taking off. Unload 10 rounds and don't hit anything and start running after this thing. It's running down the hill, down to this canyon, but over these little humps. And it keeps running and running. So my nephew is running, and he gets quite a bit ahead of me because he's in much better shape than me at the time. Playing soccer for college. But I leave my brother-in-law and my son. Well, I mean, we're way ahead of them. So now we're down a couple miles down the canyon there, and my nephew goes, well, I'm not going any farther because there's no way we're going to catch it. We see exactly where it was. He goes, yeah, that next hill is just right there. It's probably bedded down. So I said, I'm going to walk down the canyon. I'm going to circle back around and try to chase it back up the hill. And so I walk down that hill, go farther than I think I need to go so I can chase it back up the hill. But all of a sudden, that thing pops up right next to me. And I'm like, wow, it's sitting there. And so all I have is this pistol. I remember, so I'm breathing really hard. And so I take one shot at it. You know, your heart's going, I'm breathing hard, so I can't tell where I'm shooting.
Was he shooting high? Was he shooting low? Guess we'll have to find out tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.